Can you explain to me the connection between a meat-eating diet and climate change?
The meat produces methane. Methane is far more important as a gas that creates global warming than carbon dioxide. It is also an immediately handleable gas. Suppose I were to do nothing else except deal with carbon dioxide. It cannot be dealt with because it means an entire life change. That is why nobody has dealt with it so far. Because it's not just a question of putting the lights off after you leave a room. It is everything we do. So therefore, global greenhouse gases have gone up by 2.3% last year, which is far more than what they were supposed to. But if I were to do methane, methane is 23 times stronger than carbon dioxide in warming the earth. But the good part is that if I were to remove all carbon dioxide today, it would show up in exactly 120 years. So I would be long dead before then. But if I were to remove methane today, it would show up in the next 3 months because within 8 years, it's out. It just takes 8.4 years for methane to finish off. So within 3 months, you've already got rid of 2% and 3% and lots of it. So the weather would then stabilize immediately. The Arctic ice would stop melting. It would give us then the window to imagine what we could do with carbon dioxide. Now, if carbon dioxide is only 64%, methane is the rest of it. So why don't you just get rid of the rest of it so that you can deal with the 64%?
Which is being produced in greater quantities, methane or carbon dioxide?
Methane is being produced in greater quantities because carbon dioxide has only gone up by 30% in the last 140,000 years. And methane has gone up by 140%. It's going up at the rate of 1% per year.
Why do you think world leaders are not talking about this issue inside the conference?
Because it means something to eat. After all, methane is produced by meat animals. It just means give up your meat. Now, giving up meat is simple. It can be done through executive order, through creating a climate, and it has immediate effect. But it's easier not to do anything at all. After all, these COP meetings, whether they're number 17 or number 22 or number 100, are just junkets for bureaucrats and politicians in any case. Why is it not on the menu? Because the media is not bringing it up. Were the media to place methane on the map, the politicians would jump to it. It's for you to say, why are you not talking about methane? I want a stable world for my children. And if it means that I have to give up my stake, I will give it up to ensure that my child lives, and lives, not lives well, but lives. If I want cyclones and hurricanes, and I want filthy water, and I want to die of cancer, and I want the world to warm so that I don't know whether it's spring or autumn or summer or winter, then yes, I can carry on with my steak. But otherwise, I want, if the choice is between living and eating a steak, then it's quite simple for you to give it up. I'm saying keep your cars, live well, go on your holidays, keep your lights on at home. You can do all of that if you simply give up meat.
Have there been any scientific projections or models based upon methane being taken out of the equation as far as greenhouse gases with a transition to a vegan diet?
Yes. There have been scientific models done by FAO, by the UN, by the Climate Preservation Foundation led by Bill Clinton, by practically every serious person, including the climate Nobel Prize winners, Al Gore and Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, all of whom say that if you were to reduce meat by 25%, you would save the entire, I think something like $90 trillion that is needed for climate change reduction if you just concentrate on carbon dioxide.
One other issue is something that was brought up here today culturally. In the United States, here in Africa, all over the world, people have become very accustomed to eating meat in developed countries. How do we battle that notion?
Because if you present it as your meat or your life, you know, then it's quite simple. There's no such thing as cultural. India was a totally vegetarian country. Now only 40% of it is in the last 5 years vegetarian. So if you put meat into every television show, we have 272 shows for cooking in India per week. All of them are about meat. So if you know, then it becomes, yes, you change people. So why don't you change them back?
And
people don't understand that meat is related to their lives. They think, oh, it's, you know, if I eat meat, people are just, oh, these silly vegetarians. But it's nothing to do with silly vegetarians. We're saying you save your life. That's all.
You expressed a lot of pessimism about any progress being made within the United Nations on climate change. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, it's not pessimism, it's the truth. No country can agree on the other for carbon dioxide. And if carbon dioxide is the only thing on the menu, then nobody will ever agree, because we don't know what to do about carbon dioxide. What should India do? Even if we were to sign every agreement possible, what should we do? Should we close down our electricity plants? Should we stop people from reading? Yes. Should we, even if we stop them from reading, the ones that are left, should we stop them from having houses? Should we stop them from eating? Should we stop their cars? What should we do? Should we impose dictatorships all over the world? So everybody can sign this nonsense, a piece of paper saying, yes, we will reduce carbon dioxide, but how are we to reduce it?
It's difficult to imagine the United Nations implementing some sort of treaty based upon diet. Do you see that as at all possible?
I'm saying don't do it on diet. Do it on methane. Do it on the gas. Then it's for each country to decide whether you want to do it through diet, whether you want to do it through coal-based plants, whether you want to do it through landfills. Now, America did remove the subsidies. Remove the subsidies and let meat stand for what it's actually worth. You know, in America, you're subsidizing the corn fed to the animals. Stop subsidizing the corn. They will buy the corn at normal market prices, make the meat more expensive, then people have a choice.